Hi there. The word for you today is on unhealthy comparisons. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, Paul writes there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. Look, no matter how good you are, you'll never be good at being somebody else. Don't fall into the trap of trying to live up to the reputation of some other person. The new husband says to his wife, "My mother makes better fried chicken than this." And the wife retorts, "Then tell your mother to come over here and cook you some." Hey, if you want your wife to shine in the kitchen, don't compare her, compliment her. Don't compare her with somebody else. Unhealthy comparisons hurt relationships. The psalmist writes Psalm 1 verse 3 about the successful person who is, quote, like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. Now you think about that. A wise fruit grower understands three things about his trees. Number one, apple trees are only capable of producing apples. Apple trees only produce apples in certain seasons. And it's a mistake to pick your apples too early. When the daughter of a well-known preacher was introduced on a Christian television network, as a result of her interview, she received invitations from several churches across the nation to come and speak. But her wise father said, "No, leave her alone. I won't allow the system to eat her up and begin to compare her unfavorably with her father or her mother or somebody else she can never be. I want my daughter to be herself." What great counsel and insight. Paul writes in Ephesians 1 verse 12, quote, "that we might be for the praise of his glory." Did you get that? When you understand who you are and what God created you to be, just being yourself, the best version of yourself, is what brings glory to God. You can say, "Lord, I'm thankful for who you made me to be, and I'm through complaining or wishing I could be somebody else."